From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea claims to have detonated its first hydrogen bomb. The announcement Wednesday on North Korea's state television came after several monitoring agencies detected a man-made earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale near the North's nuclear testing site. If confirmed, this would be the fourth such nuclear test by Pyongyang. Troy Stangerone is with the Washington-based Korea Economic Institute.
I'm sure over the next days and weeks there'll be air samples done to see if there's any radioactive particles leaking from that area to confirm. But at this point, it does look like that's the case. In terms of what type of bomb this is, that would be hard to say at this point. What we do know is this was about the same yield as the test in 2013.
North Korea conducted three previous tests in 2006, 2009, and 2013. The parent test has been condemned by both South Korea and Japan. A U.S. service member killed, at least two wounded Tuesday near the city of Marja in Afghanistan's Helmand province, where Taliban fighters recently have expanded their operations. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
The situation in Helmand throughout Afghanistan remains challenging, but we are confident that the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces are continuing to develop the capabilities and capacity to secure the country against a persistent insurgent threat. And the U.S. and Afghan governments agree that the best way to ensure lasting peace and security in Afghanistan is through an Afghan-led and Afghan-owned peace process.
10 of Helmand's 14 districts have either fallen to the Taliban or are of uncertain status in the midst of fighting between the government security forces and Taliban. The Algerian government has unveiled draft constitutional reforms, including term limits on a president and parliamentary consultation on selecting prime ministers. It would also officially recognize the language of the minority Berbers. This is VOA News.